everybody, and welcome to the Nutrition Network. And today we have one of our new sponsors. We're very excited to welcome New Roots Herbal. And we have got with us today the lovely Leanne, Arantxa, and Peter, who are going to be talking us through New Roots and their mission for the UK and the world, possibly. Anyway, Peter, first of all, to you, who or what is New Roots Herbal, and what does it do?
Thank you, Kate. Thanks for having us. New Roots Herbal is a GMP compliant Health Canada licensed manufacturer of natural health products. It's a very well established Canadian company located close to the city of Montreal. We produce a high quality, fully laboratory tested, well researched, and effective nutritional supplements. We have a state of the art manufacturing facility and laboratory. New Roots is a Canadian company. It's a privately owned business company. We have all the control of all the steps necessary to bring to market the highest quality products. From researching and buying the best raw materials to doing all the testing and manufacturing to put the product on the market, we do it all. We have a large variety of products to address many health issues. We have single ingredients, complex formulations, nutraceuticals, medicinal plants, standardized herbal extracts, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, essential fatty acids, medicinal mushrooms, enzymes. There's also a very extensive line of probiotics to which we are adding more to all the time. With all these ingredients, we create a rich variety of formulas with ingredients that work synergistically and have bioavailability.
Wow, so it sounds like quite a range there. So it's an interesting name, New Roots Herbal. So what is the symbolism there?
Oh, thanks for asking, Kate. The name New Roots Herbal symbolizes a rejuvenation of the body and mind, a changing of lifestyle from old harmful habits to healthy new beginnings. The company's mission is to produce the most therapeutic nutraceutical formulas and single ingredients designed for the prevention and cure of ailments.
Wow. So Peter, I gather you're the founder of New Roots. So, you know, did you come to it from your own personal history? I mean, why was it established? So what's the history of the company?
Well, back in the time, and say, let's go back to 1973, you know, I'm the founder and owner of New Roots, but it started a long time before that. I have extensive experience and have always been involved in the natural food business since 73, when I worked at the first natural foods co-op in Montreal. In 1977, I opened a natural health food store in Calgary, Alberta, which was the largest store of its kind in North America for that time. And in 1984, I started New Roots Herbal. We started with just one product, the Body Rejuvenation Program, and we've since grown into a multinational company that offers over 325 different natural health products sold in 16 countries.
Wow. So, you know, you say in one of your statement, really, that you are relentless in your aim at producing the best natural products in the world. That is really a motivating challenge. And how do you manage that exactly?
It's a lot of work. Yes, it is a motivating challenge. But you have to take into account that we've been at this a long time and excellence is in our DNA. We are committed to the protocols of SOPs, the GMP standard. We have a laboratory that is ISO 17025 certified. Our QC and our QA in laboratory have over 20 scientists from PhDs, masters, and bachelors of science working full-time on site. We also have 5 naturopathic physicians working on research and formula development. We are recognized as an outstanding company for our product quality and our customer service as well.
And Kate, having been part of the quality department for over 5 years, I can say that we have one of the brightest, probably most detail-oriented quality control teams in the industry. They tenaciously work to improve every single quality aspect of our products from before the raw material enters this building to the finished product in the consumer's home. There's constant employee training, monitoring, and improvements of quality throughout New Returnable brand. Production staff is also encouraged to participate in the quality of the brand, and we can tell by their feedback, participation, and quality of their work that they take it to heart. Lastly, I think our high-tech lab is always behind our constant drive to produce the best natural health products in the world.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. You know, I don't know if you can answer this. Well, I presume you can answer this, but just for our audience, what is ISO 17025 accreditation? And why is it important to have that? Is it a challenge for the company to achieve this? So,
well, it was kind of a challenge. It was a challenge in the beginning. We're the first natural supplement brand in Canada to obtain their 17025 certified lab. Only one other brand has been able to do this, and they've only been able to do this recently. So we're setting the pace, basically, for the industry. But what was important, basically, and what they look at is the documentation of the lab and how a lab works. So one of the big challenges in getting this ISO certification was to put all these documents in place to be able to have it. So every single process needs to be well documented for every step, whether it's the lab personnel, equipment standard operation practices, or test methods. Everything the lab does needs to be well documented to allow for its validation. I know the preparation started a year and a half before they were able to get decertification, so it is a long process where everyone was involved in long hours and making it happen. I know that one of the less rigorous aspects of the Natural Health Product Canadian regulations is the lab validation and verification. Manufacturers are kind of left to themselves to find quality labs that offer reliable test results. I think natural health product labs are amongst the most adaptable due to the wide range of materials that must be tested, which include complex plants, enzymes, probiotics, minerals, vitamins, fatty acids, just to name a few. So validating.
So you're manufacturing your own products.
Exactly. That's what we want to make sure.
You're not going to another lab. So that makes a huge difference already. I mean, I guess a lot of natural health products are just outsourcing it to some other lab, which they can't control, in effect.
Exactly. What we found in the beginning before we had our lab was that it was very difficult to find very good labs that had constant results. We found there were a few labs, but they were always giving inconsistent, unreliable results. So we had to move forward and create something where we were very confident in our methods and we can turn around very quickly to be able to produce validated methods that give constantly good results. So I think that's why we had to take that extra step and go into getting our lab up to the most validated certified ISO 17025 that we could, to make sure that they can turn around and create methods quickly and efficiently.
So generally speaking, presumably, is the Canadian regulator setting the pace about quality, or they're strict about that, or you mentioned that sometimes industry sets quality, or at least sets their own, assessment of if they're doing okay or not. But is there there's a Canadian regulation that is strict, or how does that work?
We do have Canadian regulations that are very strict. I think the Canadian regulations are one of the strictest in the world where we look at natural health products. Each product at an NHB, natural health product, must either meet every specification contained within one or many Health Canada published monographs, or the manufacturer, we need to provide safety, efficacy, and quality evidence to support our health claims. So this is often in the form of research or double-blind, placebo-controlled, randomized human studies where they've been proven to be safe and efficient at certain doses with certain risk information. So we need to go through the process for every single product to submit it to the government, and they come back to us to let us know if they've licensed the product. And if they have, only then are we able to put it on the market. So you're not able to just come up with a formulation, make it the next day, and put it on the market. It has to be assessed by the government for its safety and efficacy. And this is singular in Canada. It happens in a few other countries, maybe Australia, but it's not the case in the United States. It's not the case in many other countries where they can just put a product on the market without this regulatory oversight. And here what we have also, aside from licenses for every single product, is what we call a site license, where the place where we manufacture the NHPs, the natural health products, has to have very solid documentation, very good manufacturing practices, very good hygiene practices, and stuff like that. So we have two levels of oversight in Canada that are dictating or regulating how we what we can put on the market at this time. So I think that's a very special case in Canada, and I think that drives our products to be have better quality and.
So it sounds like you see that as quite a good thing in many ways. I mean, in one way, I suppose, that some traditional formulations might be taken as, you know, in effect, a grandparenting kind of, what do you call it, benefit, whereby it's generally accepted that this supplement may have this outcome, like vitamin C or something. But you're saying that the Canadian, even if you're producing any formulation with vitamin C in it, whatever, which would kind of like in some countries would be like, oh, yeah, well, we know what vitamin C does. You'd have to actually go through the rigorous kind of, what do you call it, rigorous kind of accreditation process to get each product to market.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The Canadian government has produced a number of monographs, let's say for vitamin C, that kind of tell you what dose you're allowed, what risk information you're allowed on your product, what health claims you're allowed to make. But it always has to go through the government. You can't just put it on a product and put it on the market. You need that licensing. You need that assessment of your product before you can put it on the market. Even if it is vitamin C, even if it is, some people take for granted that you need some risk information for certain things, not necessarily for vitamin C, but certain herbs and stuff like that that people have been using for centuries, sometimes it's important to add certain things around your license that make the product more safe for the consumer in the end.
Yeah. So do you think generally it's a good standard? I mean, you know, and you may say that obviously when it comes to people's health and safety, you can't take shortcuts, but, you know, it could be seen as sort of stifling your creativity in terms of coming up with new products, but and also the government might be out of date in terms of the research that they have that allows products, in other words. But is it that you can, for example, if you've got the studies and the proof, you could go to the government and say, listen, we have all this, despite the fact you're only allowing four variations of this particular formulation, we think we have new science that proves otherwise, or because otherwise it could stifle what you could create in terms of your research, if you see where I'm going.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. But I think we're kind of embracing it because at the same time, when the public sees it, they know that they have this product that's been seen. And what they do for more novel ingredients, like you mentioned, we are allowed to give them more studies, usually clinical studies that involve humans. You cannot use in vitro studies or animal studies, but you have to prove that it's been used in a human population study and that it has been proven to be safe. So at that point, there's some flexibility when new information emerges that you can give to the government and explain to them and that the research is there and that your product is safe in the end.
Well, in the end, you know, you know, in the end, it's the consumer and making sure the product's really very safe, and that's got to be a step up from a lot of supplement companies that do not have safety at their heart, you know, absolutely. So, you know, there was actually been a TV program here about supplements saying that a green tea supplement has killed 90 people worldwide. I mean, you know, which is a serious thing, but, you know, obviously it was meant to be a proper TV program, if you know what I mean, but you don't know where they've got this from. But anyway, so basically in your case you're taking this quality to another level, so you know, absolutely. So, you know, everybody is worried about the purity and safety of raw materials. How do you guarantee them outside, I suppose, this accreditation?
Well, what we make sure is basically we test everything. We have a high state lab that has state-of-the-art machinery, high-performance liquid chromatography, ultra-high-performance liquid chromatography. We have spectrophotometers. We have HPTLCs. We have things that permit us to be able to make sure that our product meets the specifications that we have. So basically what we want to make sure when we have a raw material is we want to make sure that the identity is verified. Basically, if we have a certain plant, we want to make sure that we're using the right species that is on the label. So we do identity testing. We do potency testing in a lot of cases. Some cases, because we use a lot of standardized extracts, and what these are is botanicals extracted to a certain amount of marker compound. As an example, you mentioned green tea. Green tea has EGCG. To be able to measure EGCG, and if we put a marker on our label, we want to be able to test it. So we test the potency to make sure if we make it a claim of 75%, there is 75% of that marker in our product. What we also check is oxidation. We sell a lot of oils here. We want to make sure they're fresh, that they're not oxidized. So we check them for peroxide. That's very important. We check for purity also, which includes heavy metals, which are more and more present in our daily lives. We check for pesticides. We test for solvent residues to make sure that there's nothing left that can harm the consumer. We also check for things like aflatoxins and mycotoxins and, of course, microbial contamination on every single lot to make sure that it's tested and what we have in our bottle is what we say is in there. And lastly, what we do test also is something called disintegration. Because we have different products that we want to open in the stomach at different times or in the intestine or to last longer, we do a test called disintegration to make sure that our delivery that we promise is the delivery that your capsule is going to give you at the end of the day. So those are the major tests that we do on every single raw material that comes in this building.
So, I think everybody's – I mean, you mentioned – heavy metals, and I think quite a lot of, obviously, in quite a lot of supplements, because the raw materials coming from places like China, there's quite a lot of heavy metals in some supplements anyway, I mean, because of the raw ingredients. So you're using organic material, are you?
As much as we can.
And certified?
We have over 160 certified organic raw materials. We have over 45 certified organic finished products, and we have dozens of products using organic material in there. We also carry a good number of wild-crafted plants, which are harvested from nature without farming practices. This, of course, when sustainability is not an issue. But more and more, as much as we can, we get organic material when it's available. The fact that we use standardized extracts sometimes makes it difficult because the processing and the processing material isn't always available in organic, so we're not always able to do it. But that's why the pesticide testing is so important. That's why we do it on every single lot that is not organic. We make sure we verify that there are no pesticides in there that could affect the customer. But that's why we're going more and more organic, but we are making sure that whatever is not is very tested and that we're certain that it's safe.
Fantastic. It sounds really like you've got all the I's and T's crossed and the I's dotted in terms of the safety and testing. And but I mean, you know, it seems like as well you've got loads and loads of products. You never get tired of the research and development aspect of you know, adding to ranges and searching for more and more. You know, more and more interesting formulas that can benefit your customers.
Well, we have a big team of scientists. We have 20 full-time scientists. We have 5 NDs, and we collaborate with different institutes like the National Research Council of Canada. We've collaborated with the University of McGill and McDonald campuses. We like to stay in front of this. For us, it's not a problem. It's a challenge that we're ready to conquer. The 800 materials that we're ready to test, we want to make sure that they're tested well. And I think that's kind of motivation for our team more than anything else.
Yes, no, it sounds like you guys are not tired of searching for new kind of new horizons. That's fantastic. But you know, it sounds like obviously you're Canadian, so Are you selling in the UK as well?
Yes, actually, we are. We started to go to Europe, like to open a facility in Europe in 95. We decided to jump to Europe. And so we started with markets like Spain, Portugal, and then in 1998 we kind of conquered markets in Germany and Austria. And now we are ready to expand further into UK and Ireland. So we've been growing in different European countries for the last 23 years. And the products are getting distributed by our facility in Spain. We are in the north of Spain, in the Basque Country, a small town near San Sebastian, which is a gorgeous city, by the way, if you ever visit. And since we are only 20 kilometers from the French border, this allows us, we are in a strategic placement, so enables us to ship to the main European countries in about 24 hours. Yeah, so we are ready to expand in Europe, in UK.
Well, you picked an interesting time with Brexit on the horizon, but I mean,
yeah.
I mean everybody, you know, like, you had 23 years to get your act together, and now you're no, I'm teasing you, but
yeah.
I'm sure it'll be fine once they've stopped
yeah,
arguing
amongst
themselves. Who knows what will happen, you know, we just don't know, but yeah, so I mean, seriously, does that present a problem for you guys, or is it, you know, you're not anticipating a problem, obviously, with getting the product into the UK because of our craziness?
Well, right now we are confident that we will keep bringing the products into UK. Like, whatever happens, we'll make it work.
You'll be there.
Definitely,
absolutely.
Well,
yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And I mean, just a question. I don't know if you can answer this one, but so why, I mean, presumably the UK is quite a crowded market. Is that why you decided to come to the UK, or was that just part of your strategy to come, like, you know, you obviously you've got other European countries, but you're coming to us, I suppose, not last, but you're coming to us after those European countries. Was there any reason for that, or just the way the cookies crumbled?
Well, not exactly. It's like we started like slowly and surely with a small operation. So that's why we started with the Spanish market, which I am from Spain, so for me it was more familiar. And then from there we grew into Germany and Austria because, again, we had a good contact there, and we saw like that was possible. And then now that the team grew in Spain and we are ready to let's say conquer other markets. So that's why we are now trying to expand further into the UK and Ireland. Now we are kind of, let's say, ready to do it. We have the right team and yeah, we are working on it hard.
You're ready. Absolutely.
Yeah,
well,
ready.
So you did mention at the beginning you have some probiotics actually. So presumably you're bringing those into the UK, plus what other products are you bringing into the UK, or everything?
Yeah, no, we are not bringing everything, the full line from NeuroTerbal Canada, but right now we have actually 56 products available in UK, but we are getting ready to add another 70 in 2019, so we are working towards that. And since we have such a close relationship with the manufacturing company, this enables us to incorporate new products relatively fast. So right now we have this extensive line of probiotics, and we are adding more all the time. As it was mentioned before, all our probiotics are very high potency and contain multiple well-researched, efficient strains. And most important, they are enteric-coated, most of them. Also, we have a rich variety of single ingredients and very, very unique high bioavailable and synergistic formulas to address different health issues. We have some formulations that are very interesting for parasites and Candida albicans, pain and inflammation, a variety of different ailments. And also we have a line of medicinal mushrooms available in the UK. All the products are naturopathic physician formulated, and I think people who try them are happy with them. And as I said, in 2019, we are planning to extend the line with more things.
Wow, okay. So, you know, this is, you know, as we said, obviously the Nutrition Network is a professional organization. So is there going to be some training for professionals such as ourselves in the UK? And how can we get in touch to access that?
Well, we are scheduling some different things for this coming year. Like we are going to be doing webinars starting in January. Also, we will be using the Nutrition Network platform to publish some professional articles written by our naturopathic physicians. So we can add a little bit more to the Nutrition Network family. We can add some points of view and experiences of the Canadian professional counterparts. And also,
I have to say, I'm really excited because, you know, we do have obviously some brands that, some UK companies that import, say, American brands, but we don't have anyone who's literally a different country company like a Canadian company. And it would be really exciting for us just to have a little bit of a different perspective. You know, I think that's, as you say, I think that's really important.
You'll see more of us over there in this coming month.
Yes.
We are actually attending different congresses held in the UK and Ireland as exhibitors, and this enables us to keep in close touch with the professionals. So you'll see more and more of us over there. Yeah.
So, you mentioned that there is a quick turnaround on orders. So how does a professional place an order with you guys?
Well, they can place the orders direct with us at the office in Spain through an email or a phone call during office hours. Besides that, we are working with the natural dispensary, and it's very easy to find the old brand with them. And that's a very convenient way of getting the products. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. From
you can always call direct, and we'll be happy to ship.
Out of interest, is the brand a professional brand only, or do you also stock in retail?
Well, right now we are working mainly with professionals, but in the future we are open to have the brand in anywhere. Not anywhere, but in the health food stores and pharmacies. But we are
concentrating on the professionals. Yes, I think that's a good strategy because I just think it's a good strategy because actually, obviously, professionals have obviously a wide network of people that they, they dispense to, if you see what I mean. So therefore, you're able to create wide networks, which it would take ages to do outside. So in other words, the practitioners become your ambassadors if they like the product and like what it does. So definitely. So the product, if people do order from you, then so the product gets shipped. How does it arrive?
Well, the product gets shipped. Usually we use leading carriers like DHL. So they can be delivered in 24 hours to major cities, and maybe it takes 2 days to go to more remote places. And if somebody places an order before 11 o'clock in the morning, usually like 99% of the times that order leaves in the afternoon. So the next day it could be at your doorstep.
Right.
So
it's
quick, it's fast. Yeah.
Fantastic. And so what sort of reception have you had? Have you had the same strategy in Europe, which is looking at the professional market and stretching out that way, and is the market, do you see the market different to, you know, in other words, is the natural health market substantially different on the continent, as we call it, than it is here? Or what do you see the differences as, or and possibly the challenges?
Well, like anything, Kate, I think our success in Germany and Austria, and that is just to professionals there, that worked very well for us. We're also represented in Spain under that category as well. So we're looking at it as we've got the experience, we understand the practitioner in Canada and in on the continent, and we I guess just from our Canadian perspective, we are going to be approaching the UK in the same manner, and if there's anything to learn or to, you know, become apprised of, then we'll find that out through trade shows, because we are adaptable, and so far the success in the other countries was very good, and we think that England would probably provide the same success.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's, we were saying before the call started, I think in any business, it's all about the relationships you form, and we practitioners just devour, you know, kind of information and education, and I think certainly the accreditation and the quality is something I think practitioners would be very reassured by. I feel that instinctively. I think, you know, it is with lots of other brands. I mean, it is a matter of trust, you know, actually, when you think about it, it's like, actually, unless you have some kind of accreditation, it's actually, you know, you may not be getting what you're buying, I guess. I don't know.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
It's
interesting you mentioned trust, because we have a philosophy here. We've got a state-of-the-art laboratory with the ISO accreditation. We don't trust any of our suppliers. You often hear in the industry, we have trusted suppliers, so on and so forth. Well, we have the same. We do have relationships with suppliers, but it doesn't make any difference whether it's the United States, whether it's from Canada, whether the raw material is coming from Europe or any other place in the world. We don't trust anybody. And that bears out in the laboratory at different times during the year, where somebody that we've been working with for 15 years or 20 years, suddenly the pre-sample shipment that we tested worked out, and then suddenly the delivery arrives. All the different samples are taken from random barrels or boxes, and they fail. And we know that. And so we don't accept this trust mantra that we know them very well. That's no good. I don't care where it comes from. We always test. And that's the foundation, and it lets us sleep at night. We all consume the products here ourselves. So there's, besides the actual official quality control, quality assurance laboratory team, everybody's watching what's going on.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And, you know, I think it is, you know, whether, and also I think your suppliers would knowing that you're going to test their products, you know, they've got to step up. Otherwise, you know, I think to be caught would be so kind of like embarrassing. I mean, for your supplier you mentioned, I mean, you know, to supply the right samples and then kind of slip in a few duds, assuming you're not going to test them, is, you know, I don't know what the motivation was there. I mean, a mistake or otherwise, but, you know, absolutely,
yeah.
Keeping an eye on people. You know, I think when things are hard and business is hard, people take shortcuts, or they try to. And I guess it sounds like it's your job to stop them, like Batman and Robin.
Well, and it could be, and I think you're right, Kate. I think that's a reality out there about the shortcuts. And it's also just that somebody made a mistake, and their quality control slipped up somewhere. And so we understand that, and we're ready to tackle whatever comes to us and make sure that before we use it, that it's what exactly what the pre-sample that we approved is, and therefore you have to understand we're over 100 people here, and all the families are using the products too. So just as I say, it's not just the laboratory QC QA. People are buying the product from the company here as well, and so there are several hundred eyes watching everything.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And well, it sounds like a really interesting journey. And have you got any immediate plans for meeting practitioners? You mentioned some conferences. Is there anywhere? I mean, this recording, by the way, goes on forever. So, you know, we are talking at the end of 2018 now. So is there anywhere you're going to be, you know, next year that we can come and see you at? People connect with you in real life?
Yeah, definitely. We are going to be attending different exhibitions, different congresses. Whatever is organized in UK will be there, definitely, so that will allow us to be in touch with professionals. Again, as I mentioned before, we are planning different webinars that we'll be doing starting probably in January. And then we are working on bringing different other products to the UK market, products that we are already selling in here in Canada or Spain or Germany. So yeah, we have some plans to be.
Last question, guys. I just was curious actually with Peter as the founder. Did you come to Natural Health through a health challenge or through some motivation, or what was the spark?
Well, I usually don't like to. I wasn't going to talk about this, but. But,
oh, no, I put you on the spot.
Well, very briefly, my mother died of cancer when I was 12.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And so I always remember my father coming back from several trips down to Mexico. She died in 1963. My father was a very proper business type, and my mother instructed him to go to Mexico and get something for her that she'd read about. He had to go down twice, and each time in the old days, you couldn't just fly straight down to Mexico. It was down to Texas and then Texas to Mexico. So he had to cross two borders, and he was furious that he had to lie to U.S. Customs and to Canadian Customs that he was bringing in an herbal product from Mexico that his dying wife wanted him to bring in and that could possibly help her. And that was part of my education, of just seeing the anger of my father and the concern and the risk that he's taking in order to get something good to his dying love.
Oh, well, I think that says a really poignant story.
It was interesting.
Because now I kind of get your drive. You know, I like before, I'm like, why are you adding all these products? And not why are you bothering, but I mean, you know, in a sense of why are you so driven to make this a fantastic company? But that must be a motivation.
Well, it is. I mean, you don't know where things come from, and you know, there was a lot of disparaging of the medical system at the dining room table because, you know, my mother was exposed to all the surgery, all the radiation. And so as a young person, from the time she got cancer when I was 7 to the time she died when I was 12, you see this and you hear her talking, you hear my father talking, you see the deterioration, and you got to think, this is not a good system.
It has to be a better way.
So
yes,
that's
absolutely.
Part of the motivation of getting into the whole natural realm.
Do you see more traction now generally with people? I mean, I think the medical system, the conventional medical system, is used to dealing with a different paradigm of obviously infectious health, and you know, it's got in effect, it's a 19th century model of dealing, which it does very effectively, you know, for car crashes or infections or whatever. But obviously, chronic health is something different. I mean, do you see that there's a tipping point now where people actually are saying, "Yeah, this isn't working," and the sort of general public are walking, you know, towards this side of the fence? Or do you feel it's still kind of hard work to persuade people away from, I mean, not away, because it has its uses, obviously, the conventional medical model?
Well, it's interesting. Yeah, in Canada here, about 78% of people take natural health products. I think when we started years and years and years ago, in 73 or and 77 at the store in Calgary, I think it was 3 or 4%. The tipping point, yes, there's enough, when we have problems with the government, we fight, the government, we lobby, we have a groundswell of support from the citizens. Several elections ago, the number six issue, which a lot of the politicians weren't recognizing, but some did, was that stay out of our choices of self-treatment. And some of the politicians picked up on that. It was the number six issue in an election campaign because they were proposing stricter, draconian measures to really try and put the business out, to put the health food business out of business. They did that in 97. We mounted a campaign. We defeated them. New regulations did come in under a parliamentary panel with 53 recommendations. New Roots was actually instrumental in that. I'm going to do a little bit of bragging here, just because we gave the financial support that spurred the rest of the players in the industry to step up. And so we're active, and we'll fight, and, you know.
And do you think it's a sort of jealousy for, I mean, you know, sort of we're always up for the conspiracy theory kind of angle, but is it a jealousy from the, is it a genuine concern from people who don't know to try and protect the public, or is it a kind of a medical model getting a kind of windy that their dominance is waning?
Well, absolutely, it's all about territory, and we know that. You know, we can look through history, and the medical model is challenged. I can say there are some MDs which may educate themselves. They may actually, there are some MDs, naturopath doctors. There is more cooperation than there was 20 years ago. Between the professions, there are complementary or adjunct therapies that they're working together with. But generally, no. The political arms of the medical doctors, which is provincially, so there'll be a provincial arm in every province. They don't want to give up any territory. They're obtrusive. There's harassment. There are court cases. Yes, there is a problem with that still. However, our industry has grown to a certain strength where I don't think they can. They can always challenge us, of course, along with the pharma boys. They can always challenge us. But we're in a much better position than we are, say, 20 years ago. We're stronger. Yeah. The industry is bigger. There's general respect from the population for the products we're producing. A lot of them have given up on orthodox therapies that just don't work, and they come over to, let's say, the light, and they get results that were never solved in the orthodox medical system.
No, absolutely. Well, I mean, good for you. You know, I know it's always a challenge, and I think the thing is that, you know, like with a lot of these things, unless you're you mentioned that you collaborate with your other with other members of the natural health industry, and it's easy to see jealousies, but actually unless you support each other, then it's a fractured market, which is weak, whereas the pharmaceutical market isn't. It's a pretty strong, coherent body because they have the medical profession behind them. So do what you can. You're obviously doing it and succeeding at it. So, well done and thank you. Great stuff. So before we close, is there anything you'd like to say that you haven't said, or any last parting comments?
Well, I would like to to say why a practitioner should choose NeuroCerebral products. And I think it's because in my experience over the years with health practitioners, they are looking for quality, safe, and effective products, and we can offer that. Products made in Canada under very strict regulations. They are strictly tested and well-researched products. Very unique, synergistic, and with optimal absorption. And also, we guarantee that what is on the label is in the bottle. Also, the customer service, I would like to address that. In Spain and here in Canada, too, obviously, is very important. So for that, there is a fantastic professional dedicated team of 30 people working very hard every day to make sure that our clients, wherever they are in Europe, they have the best possible attention and service. So that's what I would like to address. If any practitioner is in doubt, this is what we could say, that choose NeuroCerebral products. Also, we offer support materials in the form of technical information sheets, brochures, protocols that help the professional to know how to use the products and how to combine them so they can apply that to the patient. And also say that the feedback that we have from professionals for all these 23 years here and more so in Canada, this feedback is really, really positive. 99% of them say that the products work very well for their patients and they see positive results. Yeah, so that is what I would like to add.
Yes, well, and I think that's sums it up well. I think it really is, as we were saying, okay, it's all very well trust, but we want the data. We want it to be that actually what's in the product is in the product. And you sound like you've got that covered. And I know that the practitioners will enjoy meeting you, trying the product, and really getting down and finding out what you guys are about, and that it works in terms of our clinical practice. So that we've got, in other words, that the products actually work, which is, sometimes it's obviously not about having more of the product to make something work. Sometimes, as you mentioned, it's the right synergy in the product. So, really good. Thank you very much, guys. And So that is Arantxa, Leanne, and Peter signing out today to say New Roots, welcome to the UK, and we look forward to seeing more of you at every opportunity. And for now, we'll say good night.
Okay. Good night, Kate. Thanks,
Kate. Good night. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Please subscribe to be notified of upcoming episodes.